All right, Monday morning is here, and every Monday at this time, we do what we call our Made in Michigan Monday segment. We talk to somebody connected with a Michigan company. Some of them have been longstanding, well-known companies. Others are newer, and I think that the guest that we have today, the guests, rather, are probably the owners of one of the very newest businesses in all of Michigan. And, you know, I salute anybody that can keep their business running during this global pandemic, but to start a new business during this era of COVID-19 really is something to be said for that. And joining us right now from O'Gray, Michigan, is the mother and son team behind Freakin' Pickles. It's Sherry and Brett. Good morning to the both of you, and thanks so much for being with us.
Hi there, and right now it's just Sherry.
All right, so. Sherry, that's all right. I know it takes a lot to run a business. Take us back to the beginning. How did this all start for you guys?
Oh boy, we had watched a company doing something similar in the southern states and wondered if it would, you know, if it would work in Michigan. Would it be financially feasible? Would it be just seasonal, or, you know, could we do something? Something with it. And Brett's last couple of quarters of school, he is a business major, so he started doing some research, and voila, here we are.
And here you are, and the rest is history, but recent history, because you guys just opened, the end of August, right?
We did. We opened our storefront. We actually began in business last fall. So October 18th was our first day in business, and we were exhibiting at shows and events around the state of Michigan and into Indiana. And, you know, COVID hit and our shows shut down. So, you know, we tried to figure out for about 2 moments what we needed to do. And we became licensed with the Department of Agriculture and for retail sales in the stores. And that's what has carried us through the COVID-19 pandemic that hit.
You're
very fortunate.
Yeah, you certainly are. And you've had almost the opposite of what a lot of other people have done. There, a lot of retail kind of ground to a halt, and so they had to find other ways to distribute their products. Your distribution method was through these different trade shows and whatnot, and those stopped, and so you had to turn to retail. How difficult is it, Sherry, to get your product into stores? I know there are probably people out there that make things at home and think, man, I sure wish that I could get this into a store. How hard is that to do?
You know, we've been more fortunate than most, and we haven't had a problem getting into the stores, but it's because our product was already known in some of the larger areas. The venues that we were hitting for the shows and events were, you know, the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi or the DeVos Place in Grand Rapids, where there are large, you know, large amounts of people coming in. So we were specifically targeting areas with 50,000 people and more in attendance so that we could become better, you know, our name was out there a little bit more. And I think because our name was recognized, our product was so well received that that's what has helped us.
Who came up with the name Freakin' Pickles?
That was a joint move between all of us. And we just did some research, looked at Google Analytics and different things. And that's where that crazy, silly little name came from.
it's a fun name, and it's gotten a lot of attention. Enough about the business side of things. Tell us about the pickles.
Oh, my gosh. They are so delicious. I'm only slightly biased, but we have a lot of reviews coming in from others, too. And we have unusual flavors that are, I think, harder to find elsewhere. Some of our flavors are flaming dill. We have a horseradish that is our second bestseller and so delicious. We have hot garlic, sweet heat, and extra hot garlic. So different levels of heat. And we also have dill and sweet flavors. So anyone who enjoys a pickle can find something within our establishment that they like.
Are these long-standing family recipes, Sherry? Are these recipes that have been around in your family for a long time?
No, they really are not. we have been experimenting and just coming up with different concoctions. People will suggest something, so we play with it for a few months. We unveiled a new flavor Labor Day weekend. It was a mustard dill, and it went over very, very well. So now we'll start looking at ingredients and costs and so on and packaging, and that'll be another flavor that we'll bring out soon. But it takes us several months to, you know, come up with a flavor before it actually hits and, you know, before it hits the market.
Absolutely. So tell us about your store in Old Gray. You opened August 31st, so right before the Labor Day weekend. What's the reaction there in town been?
Oh, my goodness. We've had so many people drive up from such a long way. We have a very true, loyal fan base out there. So we just have the best customers ever, and they've driven a long way. And it's actually our outlying areas is what has brought the attention even more so to our local folks.
Besides driving up to Old Gray, not that we don't want to do that, but what are some other stores that you're available in, or is that information available on your website?
It is available on our website, and it's growing. We're at one or two stores, and we're trying to do it very strategically so that we can grow an area and make it, you know, worth us getting into that area. Some stores that have shown an interest, and on the website, it does list. We're in about 60 stores right now. I think 61 is our magic number. And we are in stores from Redford, Michigan, Lansing, Michigan, Ludington, Michigan, up to Gaylord, Michigan, and then everywhere in between. So,
wow. So you're growing by leaps and bounds.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Well, congratulations on all your success, and we look forward to what's on the horizon. What is on the horizon for Freakin' Pickles? Where do you want to take this, Sherry?
Do you know, I'm not sure what our direction is right now. We have been so busy that we're trying to wrap our heads around just our very near future, I guess. We want to expand into additional stores. And then we also have new flavors that are coming on. So right now, that's about all we know.
All right. Well, stay tuned for more on those new flavors coming out. In the meantime, how can somebody get their hands on a jar of Freakin' Pickles?
Well, if they're near a retail location, they can pop into the stores. And if not, we will open up our shipping again in just a couple of weeks, and we'll announce on Facebook and on our website when that occurs. We ship within, you know, the entire United States. And then we have our retail location, too. So three outlets to be able to find Freakin' Pickles.
Very good. Sherry, pleasure talking to you. Again, congratulations on your recent success. Wish you all the best in the future. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.